What's up, y'all? This is Wheezy. If you enjoy this content, please remember to rate and review. Ever since getting banned on Google, it has been a true headache to get back up and rolling. So please share with like-minded friends, rate and review, and enjoy the show. Can't thank y'all enough. Much love. What is Truth podcast. I'm your host, Wheezy. Thank you guys for making it out today. I normally do guests or shows with guests, and every now and then I will do a show like this covering certain topics and such. And what we got in here? What's up, Secret Squirrel? What's up, Miss Tay? What's up, Marion? Marion G of G's. Thank you guys for making it out. So, I wanted to do a quick show on the Nashville school shooting. I know it's too early, and some people will jump on these events and quickly know exactly what's going on. So, I'm going to go over what is available to us, and as well as some of the observations and thoughts that I have on this. I want to preface everything by quickly saying that I used to be one of these lefties that advocated for gun reform and all that crazy stuff because I believed everything I read on the mainstream. And as I went down the rabbit hole, I started realizing that many of these shooting events have a lot of holes to the official narratives, and I'm not one to ever claim to know exactly for sure what has gone on or transpired, but you start to see patterns. If you follow me for quite some time, I point out certain patterns that get repeated over and over again. And so, with that being said, I don't know for a fact, or am I claiming to say that this did 100% indeed happen as the official narrative is stating, or for a fact this and that? I don't know. So I'm just going to go over some of the articles that we have and then give my thoughts and opinions. There are some funny things that I will point out, but there are also things such as the body cam footage, which I will play, of the cops entering, that kind of lend credence to some of the official story. So again, let's go over it. And if something, thank you, Marion G of G's. If things change in the next preceding days, you know, to let me think one way or the other, then I will definitely do a follow-up show. So for right now, for right now, let us head over to the New York Post. I tend to use them quite a bit. If you haven't been following me for a while, or if you have, you'll see that I use New York Post. I don't agree with everything and how they post it, but they tend to be somewhat down the middle. And if you follow me, I am nonpartisan. I don't care if it's coming from the left or the right. I just want the damn truth at the end of the day. So this article is by Ronnie Reyes and Emily Crane from the New York Post, March 28th, 2023. Everything we know about transgender Nashville school shooter Audrey Hale. Investigating all leads. The heavily armed shooter who blasted her way through a Tennessee Christian school on Monday, killing six, was identified as Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a Nashville native who formerly attended the school, police said. Hell, 28, was a commercial illustrator and graphic designer who posted her creations online and once worked on a children's book about a support dog, according to a LinkedIn page, which apparently is no longer available. She identified as transgender, Nashville Police Chief John Drake said at a press conference, though it wasn't clear whether the suspect identified as a man or a woman. Let's see. Asked whether Hell's identity could be a factor in the motive, Drake said, there is some theory to that. We are investigating all leads. There is a childlike part about me that loves to go run to the playground, she wrote. Animals are my second passion, so I also enjoy spending time with my two cats. Hell attended Nasi College of Art, a tiny college in Nashville, and most recently worked part-time as a grocery shopper for Shipt, according to LinkedIn, which she listed he, him pronouns. Hell attended Nasi College of Art, a tiny college in Nashville, and most recently worked part-time as a grocery shopper for... Police have not elaborated on Hell's connection to the Covenant School other than to say she was a former student there. Here's a picture of she. This is not a he, him. This is a she, her. A search of her home turned up detailed maps of the school, including entry points and manifesto, Drake said. This is what I mean by the New York Post. They're calling her a her. I've been reading quite a few articles today, and they're referring to her as him. Completely outlandish, but I think this is part of why I will have questions, which we will address in a little bit here. Police said Hale aborted plans to target another school in the area as it had too much security. A TikTok account under the name I Am 8 and 10, which linked to other social media associated with Hale, posted a video on February 9th of a person's shadow. The clip showed them bouncing a basketball and then a basketball net, an apparent tribute to a friend who had died. On the screen, it displayed the words, "For Sid, I look up at the sky is bright. It's a beautiful day. I wish you were here." The account was later deleted. That's the thing with a lot of these social media accounts. I even tried to look up her mom, Norma Fort Hill, I believe. I tried looking her up on Facebook and couldn't find anything about the account, which again, more patterns fitting in with these gleamings of information through social media accounts, and then they get deleted. Maybe for privacy, I don't know, but it definitely raises red flags. Hale's mother, Norma Fort Hale, works as a coordinator at the Village Chapel, a Nashville church, according to Fort Hale's apparent Facebook page. I couldn't find the Facebook page, so this is what I mean. Maybe I wasn't searching it, but I mean, look at that name, Norma Fort Hale. Should be rather easily to find. The mom gushed about Hale and her brother on Facebook, regularly posting childhood photos of the pair with the caption, "Just grateful today to be the mom of these two awesome kids in 2017. See, I was trying to find and do more research on this, but fortunately I couldn't find it. The following year, she posted a link to a petition to keep guns out of school in connection to the Sandy Hook massacre in 2012. She wrote alongside the post, "So important. Women make up just 2% of mass shooters across the country, according to the Violence Project database. And Monday shooter is just the fifth female mass shooter in history." Some would say it's a transgender individual. Those were my words. Hell was wielding two assault-style rifles and a pistol during the rampage and was killed by responding officers, and I'm going to show that footage shortly, when they found her on the second floor of the school. It wasn't immediately clear when Hell attended the school or for how long. The school had a protocol for an active shooter, but it wasn't immediately clear if this was put in place during the shooting. Police said at a press conference Monday afternoon that Hale had entered the school through a side door by shooting it out. And you can see that in the footage that I'll show you coming up. Police said they received the initial call about an active shooter at 10:13 a.m. The responding officers quickly began clearing the first story of the school after hearing gunshots coming from the second floor. Those are apparently the firearms in question. The shooter was killed by cops at 10:27 a.m., officials said. The victims were subsequently pronounced dead at the Monroe Carell Jr. Children's Hospital and Vanderbilt University Medical Center, according to police. Officials identified the three slain students as Evelyn Dekos, Haley Scruggs, and William Kinney, all age 9. And definitely thoughts with those individuals if, you know, the official story is correct, as well as three faculty members killed with Cynthia Peake and Mike Hill, both 61, and school head Catherine Kuntz, 60. So three kids, three adults, according to the official narrative. The Covenant School is a Presbyterian school for about 200 students and preschool through sixth grade. The school has roughly 50 staff members. Police later raided Hell's home, blocking off surrounding streets to do so, residents told the Post. One local said Hell lived at the house of her mother, Norma, who works at a church nearby, and father, Ron, who is self-employed, and that they had seen her on Sunday. The source told the Post, "We are just shocked. We would see Hell from time to time. She was very reserved and very quiet." So I want to show you, here's some footage of, so if you want to see the footage, definitely follow me on Rockfin, Odyssey, as well as Spotify. I don't know if Spotify, you never know, but Spotify will show my videos when they don't take them down. But what we are seeing on the screen right now is a little Honda Fit. All signs pointing to a ideologically left-leaning individual. Here, Hell is shooting out the front door. And this is a footage that was posted. Clearly a woman of poor health, wearing armor, walking around. Lights in the school are flashing, assuming those are the alarms. And nowhere in the footage do you see anyone at all. It looks like she just running around. Again, I'm not saying that this is staged at all. I do have certain questions, but there are other points that lead so far. The official narrative is somewhat accurate. Here Hell is walking around. Doesn't look like a professional arms carrier or expert by any stretch of the imagination. Looks like a kid that is trying to act tough. So next I want to show you the cam from the cops storming in. And I did cover the Uvalde police shooting. Many questions still remain. The school was torn down instead of, you know, the crime scene was taken down soon afterwards. The cops waited nearly a damn hour as 19 kids were allegedly mowed down. And in this case, if, you know, if the official narrative is correct, these cops, this is what cops should be doing. Let's show this right now. So if you are sensitive, everything is blurred out. So, but if you are sensitive, here is the part. It's about a minute long. Let's play it.
Let's go! Metro Police! On me, I don't know where he is. Metro Police, open the door. upstairs. It sounds like it's upstairs.
Stop moving! Stop moving! Watch left, watch left! Suspect down, suspect down! Hey, hold the air!
And just like that, those pronouns were, and was. Good shit by the cops right there. Unlike Uvalde, they came in guns a-blazing, destroying that little piece of shit. And according to the official narrative, game over right there with this transgendered individual. But there's probably more nuance. I don't want to jump the gun, excuse the pun. Now, could have this kid been MK Ultra? This is what I strongly suspect happened in the Ubalde case. And if that's the case, I mean, you know, makes you reassess the whole situation. And I've already been seeing online left versus right bullshit, which is all plays into the plan of the divide and conquer strategy. Here's a outlandish article by Yahoo News. Right wingers use Nashville school shooting to push anti-trans rhetoric. And I'll give my thoughts after we read this, what I believe to be a silly article. Right winger seized on the mass shooting at a private Christian school in Nashville on Monday to push anti-trans rhetoric after authorities said the shooter, who was shot dead by police after killing three students and three adults, was transgender. Far-right Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene attacked transgender healthcare, asking on her congressional Twitter account how much hormones like testosterone and medications for mental illness was the transgender Nashville school shooter taking. I don't know if that's completely out of bounds. I don't agree with lots of what MTG says, but how is that not a fair question? Are we supposed to not question it because the suspect in this situation is transgender? We're supposed to shut up? I think not. On her personal account, Green, no stranger to pushing anti-trans talking points, wrote, "The female Nashville shooter identified as a man. So shouldn't we just blame white men again?" So there you go, just pushing the woe is me bullshit when everyone should be everyone should be working towards what the hell happened and shitting on this person. But again, you know, if there is some other nefarious activity in play, we have to reassess. And this is what I mean. If more stuff comes out, I'm definitely going to keep my eyes on it. We're going to keep going through it. But you're seeing this. I also saw a article on Fox News where they're saying lefties are shitting on Christians because this happened at a Christian school. Left, right, all the same shit. Two wings of the same goddamn bird. And if you read the Twitter comments on a lot of these articles, I have. And it's like, I saw one by Ian Miles Chong or something like that, Asian right-wing dude on Twitter, who has, from time to time, make good posts. I don't follow him. It just pops up on my feed. But saying that this is what trans does, they're killing our kids, and something along those lines. And I'm looking at this as a nonpartisan individual, and I'm seeing you're playing right into it. When you read the article, when you read the articles on this shooter, you also see people, or you notice that apparently the suspect, alleged suspect, used social media to contact some of her friends, left the manifesto, which is another red flag with a lot of these situations. These people always seem to have manifestos. You start to, if you read between the lines, it's not only about taking guns. This is the first thing that, especially in the conspiracy realm, we always see these things are engineered to take away guns. And indeed, you see a lot of lawmakers are coming out. Biden made a stupid-ass comment regarding this, if this indeed is legit. But he came out making jokes about chocolate ice cream and, you know, having a laugh. And what's on the table? Let's ban guns. Let's ban guns. That's the obvious take. But a take that many, especially in the conspiracy realm, seem to forget that it's also about censorship. You read these articles and they're talking about social media. We saw this in Uvalde, where the government should probably be checking on people's social medias to prevent these shootings. So that's another angle that keeps getting downplayed. And in my opinion, these are just my thoughts as I'm reading these articles today, is the media and the government, which are intertwined, as we know, through Operation Mockingbird, they don't need to do much to convince left-wingers to give up their guns. They need to convince a good portion of people on the quote-unquote right, people that are pro-gun. And an incident like this, where a transgender comes in shooting kids in a Christian school, fits perfectly to try to get some of those right wing leaning folks into, you know what, maybe we do need to get rid of guns, maybe we do need to be against censorship or push censorship. You see what I'm trying to say? These are the thoughts that we're trying to, that were crossing my mind, and I'm seeing all this bickering and divisive shit going on online. I'm like, you got to take a deeper look, take a step back, put some of those ideologies aside for a minute and take a bigger look at the picture. Like I said, I'm not saying one way or another was this staged or more nefarious and the official story doesn't stand. No, I just showed you the body cam. I mean, there are certain things that this could be legit, but it doesn't mean that it still can't be weaponized to push the agenda further. And so how do we know? Maybe this is an official event, and let's just amp it up to push the agendas even further. So the other thing, some of the things that are making me take a double take and question the official narrative, there were two parents that are quote unquote survivors of mass shootings that were also there. What are the freaking odds of one person but two parents being there? These are head scratchers. There was also another reporter that was there, and what are the goddamn odds? These are the little things that, like, hold up, wait a minute, let me show you this video clip. I'm gonna play it for you, of a mom that is a survivor. And she interrupted the press conference on Monday to make some talking points. And let's play it, and then we'll go over it.
Aren't you guys tired of covering this? Aren't you guys tired of being here and having to cover all of these mass shootings? Family vacation with my son, visiting my sister-in-law. I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are our children still dying, and why are we failing them? Gun violence is the number one killer of children and teens. It has overtaken cars. Assault weapons are contributing to the border crisis and fentanyl. We are arming cartels with our guns and our loose gun laws. And these shootings and these mass shootings will continue to happen until our lawmakers step up and pass gun safety legislation. I'm pretty sure this was an unsecured weapon that this teenager got a hold of. We can't even pass gun safety, like safe storage laws in this country to protect kids from getting a hold of weapons that they shoot each other with.
So, if you paid attention to what she just said, this is the shit that makes me scratch my head and makes me want to go down to more nefarious happenings, even though there is strong evidence to support the official narrative so far. But this lady is a survivor of another mass shooting. And she's here interrupting a press conference to push gun reform. And some may argue, well, she's a parent that lost, or, you know, that has been touched personally. So, of course, she's going to be there. But then if you listen to her rhetoric, she's talking about this is why cartels are armed pushing fentanyl again. These, in my opinion, are dog whistles for people on the right wing side of the aisle. You get some right wing folks, let's stop immigration, it's the cartels, we don't know who's coming in, drugs are coming over, fentanyl. So maybe some people missed that, but I sure as hell caught that. Dog whistles to get right wingers in support for stricter gun laws. So here's another article. There she is again right there. That lady that you just heard. This article is from soundhealthandlastingwealth.com. Parents at Nashville school shooting express fury at gun laws. Parents in Nashville, some of which have been victims of mass shooting themselves. Oh my god, what are the odds of this? This is what I'm not meaning to laugh at a tragedy. I hope no one interprets it that way. I'm laughing at what are the goddamn odds using reason and logic. I'm pretty damn sure your odds of winning the goddamn lottery, $300 million jackpot, are much higher than this shit. Parents in Nashville, some of which have been victims of mass shooting themselves, have expressed their fury after a female shooter opened fire at a private elementary school on Monday. Authorities confirmed that six people, three children, three adults, are dead after the 28-year-old gun woman opened fire at the convent school in Tennessee. The shooter was then killed by police at around 10:27, making the total death toll to seven. As the community reels from tragedy, some parents have spoken out about how gun violence is now an epidemic in America. Ashby Beasley, which is this woman here, from Illinois, is a Highland Park Parade shooting survivor. She was the last one we heard. If you're listening to the audio, she was the last person we heard talking about the cartels and fentanyl. Shooting survivor and was visiting a friend in town when the ordeal occurred this morning. Ashby Beasley and Sean Duller Brooks are both parents who have been involved in mass shootings. Beasley and her son were in a shooting. Sorry, I'll be back. My dog needs to take a pee-pee. I need to open the door for him. 1 second. Let's see. Okay, went over that. She told CNN, "I'm a mass shooting survivor. My son and I survived a mass shooting in park where there was a shooting. We ran for our lives, and this is just unacceptable. Only in America can somebody survive a mass shooting and then go on vacation to visit another person and find themselves near another mass shooting. This is an epidemic. Gun violence is an epidemic and needs to be resolved." Moments after being interviewed, Beasley broke away and hijacked a Fox News broadcast to continue. So that's a clip we just heard. "I have met with lobbying in D.C. I've met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? The Highland Park Parade shooting occurred on July 4th, 2022, during an Independence Parade Day in Illinois. 7 people were killed and 48 others were wounded by bullets or shrapnel. Shonda Brooks said she rushed to the scene at the convent school after her son, who attends Hillsboro High School, texted saying he was in lockdown. The schools are about 1.4 miles away, just 5-minute drive away from one another. It's understood that the high school went into lockdown following reports of the mass shooting at the elementary school. Tillabrooks lost her son, Akila Da Silva, in 2018 Waffle House mass shooting in Nashville, and today slammed legislators for not doing enough to protect children. She said that she understands that the parents of the 3 child victims feel like today, having been through a similar ordeal with her son. Dilla Brooks told the DailyMail.com, "We're failing our children. Maybe this could have prevented if there were laws in place to protect them. I know that these parents are feeling. You get the call that your family member was shot and eventually died, and it's devastating. Our governor, our legislator, they are failing our children. They are failing us miserably." Police say the gunman, who has not yet been named, killed 3 kids and 3 adults. Gun woman. This is what it should read. Before being shot dead by police. Yeah, I think that's it. Okay. So, but wait, there's more. It wasn't just these 2 parents who are veterans of these epidemics, quote unquote. Lo and behold, we have this hot ass reporter who is also a PTSD survivor. So not 1, not 2, but 3. What are the goddamn odds is what I'm asking. This is by the New York Post, March 28th, by Olivia Land. Reporter covering Nashville massacre survived 2010 school shooting shares trauma. A Nashville news reporter bravely opened up about being a school shooting survivor herself during an emotional live broadcast Monday at the Covenant School massacre, admitting that it took her 2 years to talk about the trauma. "A lot of this is really bringing up some tough memories for me," WSMB4 reporter Joy Lynn Bukovac told viewers during the live report from near the Covenant School in the hours after a former student opened fire, killing 3 adults, 3 children before being shot dead by police. Bukovac was an 8th grade grader at Discovery Middle School in Madison, Alabama on February 5th, 2010, when a 9th grader opened fire in a hallway and killed a classmate. "I was actually in the hallway when the gunman opened fire," and a University of Alabama graduate recalled. She counseled parents in the area to be very gentle with student survivors and to let them talk when they are ready. "I can't even describe the shock after the 2010 shooting," Bukovac said, noting that it took her 2 years to be open about the experience. "I'm a mom now, so I'm really trying to put myself in everybody's shoes," she added. In a subsequent sit-down interview for the station, Bukovac said she was eventually diagnosed with PTSD from the Discovery shooting in college, and that her survival inspired her to become a reporter. "If I could help just one family, one person, that would make sharing my story worth it," she said. Fellow survivors quickly flooded Bukovac's social media profiles and recollections of their own shooting experiences. "Workplace shooting, 12/26/2000, it never goes away," one commenter wrote on Twitter. Let's see. "My heart is hurting right now. Thoughts and prayers for these families," Thompson said. So, when I played you that clip of the first parent, quote-unquote, survivor, and one of the immediate thoughts, if you've been following me for quite some time, in one of my intros, I have a guy at Ground Zero who is talking about seeing the planes crashing, and they obviously fell due to the jet fuel. And talking about Ground Zero right there and right then, I was getting similar vibes to that lady speaking there. And when I read the article on this beautiful young lady, I couldn't help but get Dr. Liana Wen vibes. I want to play for you the clip of Dr. Liana Nguyen, in case some of you may already know this, but some of you may not. Dr. Liana Nguyen is more famously known these days for being the face of COVID. It's almost like she got promoted after this whole ordeal. What are the odds? What are the odds? Here we go.
How are they coping in the aftermath? And what if they were missing their own relatives while they were saving the lives of those injured? Joining me now is Dr. Lena Nguyen. She's an emergency room physician who was working at Massachusetts General Hospital the day of the terror attack. She also works at Brigham and Women's Hospital. So you were at Massachusetts General Monday. What happened?
Oh, it was a horrific day. We had no idea what was coming. It was 3 o'clock and we heard that there were 2 explosions, but we didn't know where. We had no idea how many people were coming to us.
How many people came?
It seemed like dozens, and it was. It was probably nearly 3 dozen patients in 2 hours or so.
And was the hospital ready for it? I've heard from Dr. Walls from the other Brigham and Women's Hospital that because of all the drills the hospitals here have been running since 9/11, you were unbelievably prepared.
Technically and medically, we were ready. We had done drills. We knew what to do with each individual.
So I'm not going to play the whole clip, but oh man, if you have done, I may have to do a show on the Boston Marathon someday. So many questions to that. So much bullshit. But Dr. Liana Nguyen, as I mentioned earlier, became the face of COVID. Here she is.
I think.
Let me get rid of this freaking ad first, though. She became the face of COVID and became a legend.
This first question that came into us.
There she is.
Whitney in New York asks, can we consider the pandemic over? Dr. Nguyen.
Well, I would say it depends on who is asking and for what purpose.
Look at those eyes, man.
If we're asking,
is the pandemic
over for the purpose of understanding this as a policy issue, the answer is definitely
not. Just a great actress.
We've seen that COVID has really surprised us thus far with new variants.
So the point that I'm trying to make is when I saw the reporter covering this latest event, I kept getting Liana when vibes. And so these are little things that are like making me head scratch, if you will. Is there more nefarious stuff going on? Or like I said, this could very well be, as the official narrative has stated, but it's being amplified to push the agendas that are already at play. You know what I'm saying? More censorship on social media, more gun bans, more laws to lock down on the country with the most guns. You know what I'm saying? And whether this event happened as so far stated by the official narrative, or if there's more nefarious, it still stands. It's the narrative that is being pushed, in my opinion. These are just my thoughts. I don't know. If you have any thoughts in wherever you are listening to, if you can, leave comments. By all means, leave comments. Discuss it. Share it. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Like I said, just a quick show. And it's still early on, so like I said earlier, if more things come, oh, not yet, sorry. If more things come out showing that one way or the other, you can bet your top dollar I will be on it. But yeah, leave some comments. I will leave a poll on Spotify, so make sure you answer it, and let's discuss it. Thank you guys all for making it out. Much love, hugs, and kisses. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.